Here is the news read by Ayish Mbile. First, our top stories. Muslim faithful nationwide complain about soaring livestock prices as they prepare for the Feast of Sacrifice. Cyril Ramaphosa is re-elected as the president of South Africa. And Colombe Sportive of Nja, Egle of Menwa, Isosar of Limbe, and Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga battle for a ticket to the final of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon in football. Muslim faithful in Cameroon are preparing for the Feast of Sacrifice, despite what many have described as a hike in the prices of livestock in the Chinga and Briquetere neighborhoods in Yaoundé. Muslims have been spotted hurrying to nearby markets, complaining about the heightened prices, especially of the ram, which plays a significant role in the five pillars of Islam. In effect, the Holy Feast, which will be celebrated tomorrow, commemorates the willingness of Abraham to sacrifice his son as an act of obedience to Allah. And we now take you to the northwest, where Muslim faithful in Bamenda have noted a significant increase in the price of sheep this year that will be sacrificed during the Feast of the Ram. The hike in prices, despite the hike in prices, they are, however, making last-minute purchases of foodstuff and preparations with the available means to mark the religious feast. Details with you, Marianne Lantum.
At a makeshift market situated at the Old Town neighborhood in Bamenda, some Muslims are still in search of the ram. Abdullahi Gaba is one of them, who mentions that their worry this year remains the price.
Rams are scarce and their prices are so high, very, very expensive. The ram that we used to buy at first for 50,000 now is about 150,000. I'm just trying to see a little bit, a small one like this, if I can manage it just for around 70,000.
In the meantime, households are preparing to serve a variety of dishes on D-Day.
We have one cow to slaughter for sadaka. I have to cook achu, batavufo aero, liver sauce and rice, chewables and juice.
Tailoring workshops too have been working hard to meet demand.
People are coming to collect their dresses, but what is left now is not much.
The prayer ground as well as the mosque have been thoroughly cleaned, as faithful will converge to make petitions to Allah. Marianne Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And in the far north region, Muslim faithful are still buying livestock in a last-minute rush for the Feast of Sacrifice. The choice of the animal but depends on the financial situation of the faithful. Sylvester Atemkeng visited some markets in Marwa and sought to know more about the significance of the choice of the animal but for the Feast of Sacrifice. His report.
Through Islamic pressure, Modibo Hamantoko, although the ram is the most appropriate animal for the Feast of Sacrifice, other animals that are usually cheaper during this period can also be used for the same purpose.
The categories of animal are four. We have camels, cows, goats, and sheep. Suppose animal to be sacrificed must be in total and good health and must meet minimum requirements in terms of age.
For those performing Hajj, a camel is the most expensive of all the animals allowed for sacrifice, while some well-to-do Muslims also slaughter cows in their homes and share with their loved ones.
For the feast of sacrifice, it is better to slaughter the ram, while in pilgrimage, it is better to slaughter or to give sacrifice camels, because there it is considered quantity and not quality. I have already buy my ram.
Others equally buy according to their purchasing power.
The toro and even some rams are very expensive. That's why I came to the cattle market to buy a sheep or a small goat according to my means.
The essence of this sacrifice and sharing is to show care to your fellow humans, which the celebration is all about. Marwa, Sylvester Atemkeng, CRTV.
The loincloth is another important aspect in the celebrations of the Feast of Sacrifice or the Tabaski. Muslim women in Gaoundéré readily acquire as many as they can, depending on their purchasing power, stitching them to their taste so as to look beautiful during and after the feast. In the following report, Amos Enonyaketagbo attempts an answer as to the important role loincloths play in the celebration of the Tabaski.
In one of the many shops in Gaoundéré, Muslim women have been trooping in their numbers to acquire different types of loins. The sea will be used on the day of the celebrations of the Tabaski and even after, as feasting sometimes take a week. Like Fadimatsu, she is happy to have purchased and stitched two loins for the feast as it makes her feel beautiful while keeping to her roots. The loins of different colors and quality attract the Muslim women, but only those with the available financial means happily return home with the fabric. Bashiru Sadu is a vendor.
Women are more and more interested in buying loins of top quality. They are still highly requested before, during and after the feast. The last 2 weeks have been gainful for us. We sold over 2,000 loins within a 7-day period.
The loin considered by many Muslim women in Goundary as what valorizes womanhood in the northern regions and commands respect, the art that it is a cultural heritage that should be kept and preserved for posterity. Amos Edonyaket Agbo, CLTV News, Goundary.
And in a related development, more than 2 million pilgrims performing Hajj this year have climbed Mount Arafat, considered as the climax of a record-breaking pilgrimage. The ritual is the high point of the annual pilgrimage, one of the five pillars of Islam, and a once-in-a-lifetime journey for those who are physically fit and financially able. The ninth day of Arafat is the single most important day of the Hajj, as you tell us, Jamila Kadzalat Adamu, from Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia.
In sweltering temperatures, over 2 million pilgrims have gathered in the vast Saudi plain of Mount Arafat for the most important ritual of the Hajj, an annual pilgrimage that reenacts the actions of the Prophet Muhammad from more than 1,400 years ago. Worshippers from more than 150 countries converge at the 70-meter hill at sunrise, wearing two white, unstitched pieces of cloth for men known as the ihram, and any loose-fitting clothing for women. The pilgrims climb steps built into the hill where the Prophet gave his final sermon.
We feel good and happy, and we appreciate, we thank God that we have the privilege to come to this Hajj in this year.
I feel too good because it's the pillar of Islam, and I'm satisfied that I've completed the pillar of Islam. I thank God for that.
To be here in this place at the Arafat, we feel blessed, and we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our prayers.
In what looked like an unbroken sea of white, the pilgrims marched to the top, reciting prayers and supplications. At sunset, the pilgrims will head to Muzdalifah, about 9 kilometers away. There, they will spend night under the open sky until just before sunrise and begin collecting pebbles for the next day's rides. Jamila Kadzalat Adamu, Hamadou Falama, Amin Bala, CRTV News, Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia.
And this is CRTV News. Inhabitants of Mehmet Division in the southwest have been told not to spare any efforts to assist security and defense forces as they battle separatist fighters in the division. The statement was made by the SDO for Mehmet, Chamberlain Tuondong, in Kumba yesterday after a dreaded terrorist fighter, pseudo-general Black Bat, was neutralized yesterday at Boa Bakundu village in Mehmet Division. The self-styled terrorists, whose real names are Baseke Belget, was killed by soldiers of the 21st Support Battalion following a military operation. He was accused by the Mehmet administration of killings, kidnappings, destruction of property, among other crimes. We take you to the south, where the commander of the 1st Combined Military Region, Brigadier General Simon Vondo, has rounded off a 2-day working visit to evaluate the state of security along the Cameroon Equatorial Guinea border in the Ntem Valley Division of the South Region. While commanding officers of the different military detachments along the frontier in Olamze and Kyosi for their bravery, he equally encouraged them to remain vigilant in ensuring the security of the country's borders as well as its population. Clarence Azzi reports.
Brigadier General Simon Ezon Vondo rounded off the 2-day working visit to the Ntem Valley Division in the border town of QC. Cameroon shares a length of nearly 200 kilometers with Gabon and Equatorial Guinea in the three border zone. a distance protected with honor and loyalty by elements of the 13th Motorized Intervention Battalion under Commander Joel Mvondo. The mission led by Brigadier General Simon Ezom Vondo visited the bridge over Kei River at the entrance into Gabon, where security operations respect the free movement of people and their goods, a dynamic of peace slightly disrupted by the closure of the border on the Equatorial Guinean side. An exchange meeting held at the conference room of the QC Council gave the general the opportunity to congratulate the operational teams and to reiterate the vision of the high command, namely the safeguarding of Cameroonian borders in peace and fraternity. Previously in Olamze, Brigadier General Simon Ezom Vondo interacted with traditional administrative authorities and local populations. He enjoined all and sundry to live in peace and ensure good neighborliness with both Gabonese and Equatorial Guineans. Clarence Azay reporting for CRTV News.
We stay in the south, where marine experts have called on authorities and personnel of the Port Authority of Kribi to manage the ocean carefully to ensure a healthy planet and a more equal society. This was during commemorative activities to mark the World Ocean Day, where the personnel of the ports were educated on how to sustainably manage the shipping activities in order to preserve marine biodiversity. Bruno Donwi Fanwi reports.
After his port walked through the streets of Kribi to observe the 2024 World Ocean Day, the personnel of the Kribi Port Authority were schooled on the need to be more prudent in their shipping activities in order to preserve marine biodiversity. Professor Teofin Gong Sambarga is a mining expert.
All the stakeholders are here to discuss, to exchange, and to move together, keeping in the mind that we have to use the benefit from the ocean and the seas also to protect the oceans and the seas.
The personnel agreed their transportation activities impact the ocean and therefore need to step up eco-friendly activities to improve aquatic health. Munongo Aboko Peter is Director of Planning and Development at the Port Authority of Kribi.
We are supposed to ensure that the ocean is not polluted, the ocean routes are all well navigable, and also ensure security on these maritime routes.
As the Port Authority of Kribi commemorated World Ocean Day, they were called to build partnerships for the implementation of capacity building in the mastery of prospecting technologies, exploration of the seabed and oceans. Bruno Ndongwe Funwe, CRTV, Kribi.
Cameroon will join the African continent tomorrow to celebrate the 34th edition of the Day of the African Child around the theme Education for All Children in Africa. The time is now. Festivities to mark the day scheduled to take place at the Esplanade of the Yaoundé 7th Council on June 19, 2024 will be presided over by the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengene. And the Day of the African Child provides an opportunity for the newsroom to look at the relationship existing between children and internet's use. In effect, combating online abuse of children in Cameroon is said to be an odious task for both parents and the government. Due to the rapid internet penetration in Cameroon, coupled with its easy accessibility, in order to protect children online, a law has been adopted and measures taken to create an atmosphere where children can harness the immense potential of the internet while being shielded from its dangers. Colette Jani, tell us more.
To protect children online these days has become an enormous challenge for the government and other major stakeholders. In order to provide a solution to this problem, Law No. 009 of the 25th of July 2023 to institute a charter on child online protection in Cameroon has the goal to establish a favorable environment where children can safely surf the internet for the purpose of self-development and learning. For this to be achieved, the law identified some major stakeholders who will be held accountable if children are violated online. They include digital content creators, social network providers, online advertisers and managers, just to name both these. They have the obligation to suspend access to offensive internet, digital content, block and report offensive sites, put in place a mechanism to remove or block offensive content, and provide parental control tools, just to name both these. These laws stipulate that if these obligations are not met, the aforementioned stakeholders will face the consequences, which often as substantial fines based on how severe the violations are. To accompany this, the government, through the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications, has put in place a national action plan to protect children online, organize sensitization workshops, and work closely with the private sector. These to protect every Cameroonian child from violence, exploitation, and abuse on the internet.
Colette Jani, out of the country, South Africa's parliament has re-elected Cyril Ramaphosa as the country's landmark coalition deal between the governing African National Congress and opposition parties. The new government of national unity combines Mr. Ramaphosa's ANC, the centre-right Democratic Alliance, and smaller parties. In his victory speech, Mr. Ramaphosa hailed the new coalition and said, "Voters are expecting the leaders to act and to work together for the good of everyone in their country." Now in sports, Isosar of Limba and Colombo of Jaya are currently tied to a goalless draw at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. The same result is recorded in the other semi-final match, beating Egbe Rayual of the Menwa against Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga, taking place at the Fekafoot Technical Center in Oja. The winners of the two matches will play the final of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon in football. And now to end the news here once again, are our top stories. Muslim faithful nationwide are complaining about soaring livestock prices as they prepare for the Feast of Sacrifice tomorrow. Cyril Ramaphosa has been re-elected as the president of South Africa, and as you heard, Colomb of Njaa are currently tied to a goalless draw at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, while Mintak is playing against Upper Sanaga at the Fekafoot Technical Center in Oja. The winners of the two matches will play the final of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon in football. And now, up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Fatime Bintou Akoum.
Bon après-midi. La fête du sacrifice se célèbre demain, dimanche 16 juin 2024. La communauté musulmane va sacrifier au rituel d'immolation du mouton en commémoration à l'acte de soumission du prophète Ibrahim à Allah d'égorger son fils Ismaël. Pour l'heure, les préparatifs s'activent tant dans les marchés que dans les ménages. C'est la course à l'achat du mouton à Yaoundé comme dans plusieurs autres villes du Cameroun et dans la ville de Maroua par exemple, au lieu dit Kossé Béhi. Les acheteurs ont le choix entre le mouton et la chèvre et le prix de la bête à immoler varie en fonction de la taille, du poids et autres de l'animal. C'est aussi la grande effervescence dans les instituts de beauté, salons de coiffure, autres ateliers de couture où les dernières livraisons des vêtements sont remises à leur propriétaire. Autre actualité, c'est la station au Mont Arfa. Ce samedi, en Arabie Saoudite, les pèlerins arpentent toute la journée la montagne de la miséricorde en prière, en invocation et méditation, lieu à partir duquel le prophète de l'islam a prononcé son ultime serment. La journée de l'enfant africain se célèbre demain dimanche. Comme de tradition au Cameroun, la commémoration donne lieu à une semaine d'activité dont le point d'orgue est la tenue du Parlement des enfants. La Cameroun Radio Télévision, CRTV, accompagne les manifestations. À la radio, une série est ouverte consacrée à la promotion de l'enfance. Ce samedi, un arrêt marqué sur la présence des enfants sur Internet, le centre d'intérêt qui se résume pour certains à la culture générale et pour d'autres au divertissement, entre autres. Un mois à l'étranger, des pluies diluviennes se sont abattues ces derniers jours dans le sud-est de la Côte d'Ivoire. 8 personnes ont trouvé la mort suite à ces précipitations. La montée des eaux a paralysé la circulation dans la région et une partie des activités. Et puis sport, football, Coupe du Cameroun, les demi-finales se disputent ce samedi. Mintak Football Club de la Haute-Sanaga affronte Aigle Royal de la Meno, centre technique de la Fekafoot. Aïssosa de Limbe joue contre Colombe du Djaïlobo au centre d'excellence de la CAF à Bankomo. C'était le condensé des nouvelles en langue française. Merci de rester à l'écoute des programmes de la Cameroun Radio Télévision.